CoOptimus.com presents the CoOptiCast.
Hello, and we're back with another episode of the CoOptiCast. This is episode 26 for Sunday, August 23rd, 2009. I'm Mike Katsifrakis, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Nick Paleo. Say hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
It's a bit, see?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Bad joke. Oh,
yeah. Anyway, it's a busy week, so let's get right into it with what you've been playing. So, Nick, what you been playing?
My Xbox has been getting a bit of use lately with Madden NFL 2010. Every year I pick up the game, or every year I contemplate picking up the game and say, nah, I really don't need it this year, and every year I end up buying it. And my wife said the same thing, because I get so angry at the game. Like, it makes me turn off my Xbox in a huff and a puff, like, every time.
Like, really?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's the EA Sports cheap AI. It's just like, if the game wants to win, it's gonna win. And you just gotta let it happen. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
So, despite that, I'm having some fun with it. I've been getting back into Halo 3, actually, because of our co-op night.
Yep.
I played a couple times so far. I've been picking up some missed achievements and stuff, some of the scoring things. And I've actually been playing some of the Versus as well. Shadow Complex, I played through that, which was awesome. And then just the myriad of demos we've seen on Xbox Live. I think there's been about 7 or 8 released, like Lost Planet 2, Mini Ninjas, Call Juarez, Dirt 2, Batman Arkham Asylum. Like, there's just been a ton. So I've been checking out all the demos and stuff, so... Batman demo definitely gets a thumbs up from me. So that's been about it, really.
Cool. I've been getting back into some Tiger Woods 10, not 2010, Nick. You know, we have to go with the nomenclature that EA gives us. I've been playing some World of Warcraft, some Halo 3 with co-op night, since Jason wasn't able to join us on co-op night, since he didn't have the game, he actually went and picked it up the next day, and we played through a good third of it on Heroic, because Legendary is fun, but I prefer to make forward progress. And so we had a lot of good fun with that. I checked out the demo to Shadow Complex, and I'll pick that up when I have a little bit more spare money, even though I'm pretty sure that the aiming is going to infuriate me. And I also checked out the Lost Planet 2 demo, and pretty much had the only real negative opinion on the staff of it when we all did our little article saying, what did you think?
Yeah.
So I didn't like it, but everyone else did, so it's probably good.
You just don't like Capcom demos. Remember Resident Evil 5?
Yeah, I do, actually.
So... yeah, you know, it wasn't a polished demo, that's for sure. There's definitely a lot of quirky little things.
Well, 90% of it is I really don't like the aiming scheme they use for that game. It just feels too loose.
Yeah.
It's like, I prefer the one-to-one ratio of stick movement to camera movement, like right. Gears and Resident Evil used.
Yeah.
And for some reason, with Lost Planet, you kind of aim about 30% of the screen before it turns.
Yeah, you have like a little box there that you can kind of free aim in without actually turning your character's body.
Yeah, and I didn't like that about the first game, and I was really miffed that they kept it, especially considering they went with the more traditional scheme for Resident Evil 5. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, and let's move on to This Week in Co-op. There is a ton of news, because we had the European Gamescom, or GamesCon conference, which gave us a lot of stuff. But before that, we will go in and talk about the Halo 3 ODST bus, which is going on tour to a city near you. It's making 22 stops in various cities. We have the full list on the site, and you can go get an early look at ODST. And I believe if you follow Halo Waypoint on Twitter, there is more information.
Yep.
Nick, do you know what they're actually showing off? Are they showing off Firefight?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's Firefight exclusively.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's going to a lot of good places. It should pretty much capture every major metropolitan area. Although they list a Washington, D.C. location, which would be convenient for me, but it's actually 30 miles south. So, you know, you might want to, you know, plan for a little bit of travel time if you want to check out the bus. Modern Warfare for the Wii is getting co-op, but only barely, because they have made it so Player 2 controls a targeting reticle and has their own ammo, but they're not moving around. It's basically just having, you know, you're playing a first-person shooter, and your buddy somehow magically ports Time Crisis in and just starts shooting around. So I guess some co-op is better than no co-op, and this was exactly the same as they had it in World at War, right?
Yeah. Cat came up with a really good term for this, and we might have to come up with a little icon on the site.
Oh, no.
She coined this Be My Bitch Co-op. You know, it's basically like the Mario Galaxy and like World at War. And
so how does this work if you're sniping? I mean, you're looking down a scope and your buddy just starts shooting the black space. That's all, you know, obscured.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It's pretty lame, but you know what? At least it's co-op.
Yeah, it's something.
You know, as of this recording, BlizzCon has just ended, and though most of everything they talked about was Warcraft, they managed to sneak in a new class for Diablo 3. They're bringing the Monk. And for those of you that enjoy Monk classes and other RPGs, this one looks like he's going to be a total ass kicker. Lots of martial arts and, you know, exploding bodies. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you noticed, Nick, but all the new footage of Diablo 3 is looking pretty grim and dark.
Yeah.
Really bloody.
Yeah.
You think maybe there are less rainbows and puppy dogs and unicorns in this game than some people think?
I distinctly missed the kittens in the videos, so...
I hear if you look, you'll find it.
I wanted to add, though, real quick, since we were talking about BlizzCon, did you see the StarCraft II map editor?
I only heard a little bit of stuff about it because I was following the WoW stuff, but...
I guess, apparently, it's going to... it's going to be, like, open-ended. It's not just, like, to edit maps. Like, you can actually do, like, scripting and stuff. And they had, like, some examples. Like, basically, like, one of the Blizzard guys made StarCraft Ghost in the map editor. Like, he made, like, Ghost-style missions. It was, like, a third-person...
Okay, I'm going to stop right there and say, screw you, Blizzard. I wanted to play StarCraft Ghost. And now you tease me with your map editing and your StarCraft 2s.
But they had some pretty cool stuff. Like, they showed how you can, like, add, like, an RPG system over top of the game and stuff using it. And so it seems really functional, and it's going to... The modding community is just going to have a field day with it.
Well, they also said that they were going to allow players to sell their maps, didn't they?
Oh, I didn't see that, but that's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure they mentioned something about that, and I might want to fact check myself, but I'm too lazy. Anyway, getting back into it, Jun Takeuchi, the producer of Lost Planet 2, has said that they might add couch co-op to it, and he goes on to say, "We are actually working on two-player split screen. It's not easy, but if we are confident that we can do it, we'll let you know." So those of you that like couch co-op, you know, maybe look forward to Lost Planet 2 a little more than you were before.
Yeah, I mean, that's not coming out until February, I think, of next year, so...
They've got time. And all that Capcom stuff runs on the same engine anyway, so if Resident Evil 5 can handle it, it can certainly be moved into Lost Planet.
Yeah.
So anyway, they are adding a Survivor mode, also known as Horde, to Aliens vs. Predator, and it's starting a... You know, riding the latest trend, which is to add a survival mode into your co-op shooter.
Yeah.
And you know what? It works really well, so more power to them. But I'd really like to be seeing a little more co-op campaign stuff than people focusing on alternative modes.
Yeah. Who was it? It was the Brink developer had a little rant about the co-op being tacked on to a lot of games lately and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool. It's like, okay, so the survival mode in AVP is going to be four Marines versus aliens, which sounds a lot like Aliens Colonial Marines, which was supposed to be a full campaign game.
Right.
That's, you know, delayed to next year. So, I don't know. We'll see.
You know what? I'm sure it'll be fun. So, because, you know, after all, Call of Duty World at War is what it is, but Nazi Zombies is pretty fun.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it really made up for the shortcomings of the single-player game, so... And now we're going to come to the WTF moment of the week, for me at least, which is that they are not going to include co-op in the PSP port of Little Big Planet. And, you know, I didn't buy the game, but I played it at a friend's place, and I can tell you one thing. Half of the damn fun in Little Big Planet is running around and slapping your buddies, or running around in a level you made and finding a curious death trap that they don't know about and letting them fall in. You know, it's... I just don't get why they took this out of all things.
Yeah, their excuse was technical limitations.
Yeah, something about the physics system, as I recall. You know, you can't have the awesome physics of Little Big Planet if you have a second player in there. And you know what? I don't really give a, you know, rip about the physics system. It's everything else about that game that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, the game controlled really floaty, and stepping in and out of the background was kind of confusing. So, you know, maybe you'd focus a little bit more on making your characters controllable than, you know, ripping out a fundamental aspect of the gameplay in the first place.
Yeah, this is where you insert the
bum, bum, ba, bum. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Coming at you with some little short clips of news. The Special Forces mode of Modern Warfare 2 will be both split screen and online. So those of you that were, you know, afraid that it was supposed to be local only, right? That they were saying.
I don't remember if it was local only or online only. It was one.
Well, it was only supposed to be one, but now it's both. So everybody on our forums can agree that Special Forces is cool, but campaign co-op would be better. I'm pretty sure I'm predicting a thread here. PlayStation.com now supports trophies, so if you want to show off your trophy whoring rather than your achievement whoring, you may certainly do so. And I hear that was a very great technical challenge to get working, but congratulations to all involved.
I can't say much about it, but I can attest that I do know a bit about how the PlayStation Network backend works, and I can believe it.
And, you know, I mentioned Gamescom earlier, and a ton of great screenshots came out of it from Brink, Rage, Aliens vs. Predator, Borderlands, a bunch of other stuff, and we have it all up on the site, and you can check it out and bask in the glory. My favorite screenshot of the bunch was one out of Borderlands, which shows the main female character standing next to I guess it was like a turd or something, blowing a kiss at an unknown enemy. It had some personality, so I'm really looking forward to that one. There was much to do about Fable 3 being announced, especially if you follow Lionhead's website. But Fable 3 was announced, and you're gonna be the king of Albion this time.
It's good to be the king.
It is good to be the king, and you're probably gonna have a bunch of shitty kids. You know, based on the concept art they showed.
The concept art was great. They showed the two different things. So one was like the king had his foot up on like one of his servants and stuff, and was just kind of like all snark there. And then the other one, he had like 12 kids around him.
He had
with his
like
wife.
12 kids and a nagging wife, and yep. He was making like a aw face. It looks pretty fun. I always enjoy the concept art they did, and the artists they've gotten making that is really awesome. I don't know if you paid attention when you beat the game, but they did all of the staff of the game in cartoon form.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really cool thing to do. And the bombshell, you know, the internet's second worst best kept secret, right after the PSP Go, the PS3 Slim was announced, to the surprise of, well, no one.
I think the surprise was the price was actually $100 less.
Yeah, you know, everyone's been saying that Sony was going to have to make a price cut at some point, so, you know, they make the thing look like a cheap Chinese knockoff now. They might as well knock $100 off the price, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with the look of it. It just...
You know, a lot of people gave the George Foreman grill comparison to the PS3, but, you know, I kind of like that it has, you know, I don't know, there's something about it that I really like. It looks really cool on my shelf.
Yeah.
In my entertainment center. And the piano, the glossy black finish is really cool, and it has the little touch pad to turn it on and eject. And they just killed all of that, and they make it look like a child's toy.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you know, didn't make me happy. And all this stuff about it being smaller, if you look at the size comparisons with the original, all they did was they made it less tall, but they made it like 3 inches longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not really smaller at all. It's just lighter. Anywho, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll come back with a feature where we talk about the games of this fall, you know, with all the delays and whatnot, what can we still expect, and a review of Madden NFL 10.
Now this is my kind of party. Grab a friend. Bring the guns. It's time for the Co-Opticast.
And we're back from our break, and we're going to have a little bit of a feature here where Nick and I, or mostly Nick, really, talk about the upcoming fall releases co-op-wise, because a lot of games, especially in the single-player lands, have decided to get the hell out of Dodge because they don't want to be buried by landslide sales of Call of Duty. And, you know, that's probably a good business decision, but it's... And you know, it's probably good for gamers' wallets, because we won't have to buy as much this fall. And, you know, we can be thankful for that. But we wanted to kind of check in and see what was still on track for coming out this fall, and what was going to come out this year that got delayed till next year. So, Nick, you know, barring any technical difficulties this time, you want to take it away?
Sure. So yeah, there's you know, the September to December time frame, we got about 25 or about 50% of all game releases come out in that period of time for the whole year. So there's a ton of great titles coming out, and especially a lot of good co-op titles. We got Borderlands coming out, which is a 4-player co-op title on the 360, PC, and PS3, and that comes out, I believe, October 19th. And I know most of the staff on the site is looking forward to that one.
Yes.
There's a pretty interesting looking game from Capcom, who has been a big proponent of co-op gaming for the past 2 years or so. They had this game called Spyborgs, and it's a 2-player co-op beat-em-up on the Wii. It's kind of this futuristic robot kind of looking game. I know Kat's pretty interested in that, so we'll be keeping an eye on it. We have Raiden 4 coming out in September, and Raiden 4 is a top-down shoot-em-up, and it's a it's the first 3D one of that game, that franchise. So
yeah, when did Raiden 3 come out? Because Raiden 2 is like going back to the Jaguar days.
Yeah, I mean, Raiden 3 is actually probably like late 90s, and I think Raiden 4 is actually from like 2006 or 2007. They just never brought it over to the consoles. So.
Well, I say it's about time they did.
Indeed. And then we have one coming out this week, actually, on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. And that's Invincible Tiger, The Legend of Han Tao. And it's a 2-player co-op beat-em-up with a 70s-style kung fu action. We actually had an interview with one of the producers for the game. And it's looking pretty good. So I'll be picking that up this week for sure. Then there's this little game called Left 4 Dead 2 coming out in November.
And I, you know, we were talking about this on the break, but I've never heard of this game.
Yeah, you know, it kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, yeah. Even though it's a sequel, I don't think anybody played the first game.
It must have had some kind of cult following because it warranted a sequel.
Yeah, and really, you don't want to leave anybody for dead, so it doesn't sound like a very nice game.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah. Moving on, we have Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 coming out in September, and that's going to have 4-player co-op on just about any system you can get your hands on. The 360 and PS3 are the only ones with online co-op, though. And I believe there's one character left to unveil, which I'm guessing they're going to unveil at PAX. in about a week and a half here.
It's Billy the Red Robot.
That would be awesome, but I don't think so.
You don't believe it?
Okay. Sure. You heard it here first, folks. Billy the Red Robot and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Yes. And I am completely telling the truth.
In October, we have Operation Flashpoint 2, Dragon Rising. And that's coming out for 360, PS3, and the PC. That's a four-player co-op game, tactical warfare. Hopefully awesome. I'm not going to mention the other thing.
The one that burned you?
Yes. Moving on, 9909, we have the Beatles Rock Band coming for just about every system with four-player co-op. You can be Ringo, you can be John, you can be Paul.
I really appreciate Harmonix in spotlighting these indie bands. I've discovered so many new ones who play in Rock Band.
Yeah, it's really nice that they actually dedicate an entire game to this group that no one's really heard of.
Right.
So, that should be one to look forward to. One that I really, you know, I thought the concept sounded interesting. I really liked it. And then they released some cool character art, and now I really can't wait to get my hands on Fairy Tale Fights, which I believe comes out in November. Maybe it's late October. And that's a four-player co-op, hack-and-slash, brutally over-the-top violent game. They actually, I mean, it's so violent, they you know how every game has, like, a catchphrase feature, right? You know, it has
right.
They catchphrase the feature in this game, and I don't know what the catchphrase is, but it's how you can slice up the bodies in so many different ways. Like,
oh dear.
They say it's like slicing pieces of Play-Doh. Like, you
know? Oh, that's horrifying.
Yes. So you play as Fairy Tale characters. It's the Naked Emperor from The Emperor's New Clothes. Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, which apparently Jack is like, he has a helmet on because he's fallen from the beanstalk one too many times and is kind of like a big, like, doofus guy. You have Snow White, who is a little peeved, and you have Red Riding Hood as well, who wields a sword like no other. But that screenshot, or the character shot we have of the Naked Emperor.
It's
with the sword.
NSFW. Oh my god.
And he's got a little leaf over his nards. And
he's got huge nipples.
Yeah, he does have some major nippage going. And he's got that sword, and he's just covered in blood, and he's got that shit-eating grin on. It's just like, oh man.
So, yeah, it's got a lot of personality. I definitely want to check that one out.
There's something, I didn't want to cover this on the site, but I think I'll mention it. And apparently there was an achievement for it that they're going to cut, but one of the achievements was kill 1,000 children in the game.
Oh my god.
So that tells you how brutal and not serious the developers take it. So there's a game called Modern Warfare 2 coming out, which is actually Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That's going to feature a two-player co-op Special Forces mode, which is... some of the previews that came out at Gamescom this week were, they said the missions are like literally like a minute and a half to 2 minutes long. They're basically the Mile High mission that was at the end of Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the style, and apparently there's a ton of these. Like there's a ton of like arcade style, real quick co-op missions like that. So.
Yeah. Because they were saying that Special Forces would last as long, had as much content as a single player.
Right, so I don't know. I guess we'll see. Like, apparently they've been really, really hush-hush about, like, what is in it. Like, when pressed for questions, they just did not say. And it's, my memory serves me right, they're not even going to be at PAX. So I don't know when they're going to unveil this, if they're going to have their own special little event or whatever, but that's coming out in November, so there's... You know, they're running out of time. It's what, 3 months away?
Yeah, pretty close.
So, what else we got? We got some DJ Hero coming out. That's in October. Co-op mode in that. I guess there's a two turntable co-op mode, but there's also a co-op mode where one player can use like a Guitar Hero guitar, the other player can use the turntable and kind of mix it up. So that sounds kind of interesting. And then in December, we have the new Super Mario Bros. Wii game coming out, which is a four-player co-op game on the Wii. And that one looks, that's going to be pretty fun. I really enjoyed the Super Mario Brothers remake on the DS. And this looks like more of that, you know, kind of just adding a little bit to an existing formula and adding co-op.
Definitely sounds like a Nintendo thing.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't, I don't think there's a date on it yet, but it's sooner rather than later. And that's Serious Sam HD, which is a remake of the first Serious Sam game in the new Serious Engine 3. And that's a PC and Xbox Live game. I'm looking forward to that.
I believe it said late summer, so
yeah. And
we're running out of time for that.
And if you're, hopefully we're getting them in this podcast, but you probably heard a few little new audio cues, and that's actually recorded by John J. Dick, who does the voice of Serious Sam. So that's pretty cool. Then we have a favorite of mine and Mike's. We longed for this game since last New Year's.
Yeah.
And we can finally sing, I don't even remember what was in it, but
I believe we did OPP and Umbrella.
Yeah. But there's some good ones coming out, and Lips number one hits for the Xbox 360. There's some good karaoke songs, and when I have the alcohol in me, I tend to sound like a dying opera singer. So,
that's not all you sound like.
Let's move on. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 for the PlayStation 3. That comes out in early October, and that has a two-player co-op mode. They're like online missions. I think there's like 30 of them. 30 or 60.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that one sounds pretty cool. And you can play as like Ayumi from Dead or Alive and, you know, Hayabusa. And there's like three or four characters.
I think it was Rachel, Ayane, and Ryu.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. Guitar Hero 5. Did I mention Guitar Hero 5? I don't think I did. That's going to be trying to compete there with that indie rocker game. That comes out, comes out September 1st. And that hits up just about every platform known to man. And, you know, our resident music rhythm guru, Mark, he thinks Guitar Hero is going to take the crown back this year because of some of the new features that they're adding. They have the drop-in and drop-out play. I can't even remember. It's got... I'm totally drawing a blank.
You can mix and match the instruments at your leisure. Like, you can have four guitars or four drums or three drums and a guitar. Although, playing with four drums is probably the dumbest idea I have ever heard.
Not only that, it's got to be loud. Yeah. All that clacking.
I mean, it's looking pretty good, and they have stuff like you can import your Xbox Live avatar into it. Yeah. You know, they're finally, you know, since Rock Band is doing a band game this year, then, you know, they finally have time to actually innovate on something rather than ride on the coattails of Rock Band. But, yeah. You know, don't ever underestimate the power of indie rock with, you know, Rock Band Beatles. I'm pretty sure that Guitar Hero is not going to beat that game, but
yeah.
I have been known to be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they have another Guitar Hero game coming out, Guitar Hero Van Halen.
Which they have so much confidence in, they are going to give it away for free.
Yep, if you buy Guitar Hero 5 in the month of September, you will get Guitar Hero Van Halen when it releases in December. So,
this is what happens when you flood the market with a bunch of games.
Oh, I actually missed one on the list. I don't know how I did, but there's another Guitar Hero game coming out, although it's called Band Hero.
With Taylor Swift.
So dreamy. Yes.
dude. Jailbait.
Nah, she's 18.
Yeah, that's what you're going to tell him.
She told me she was 18. Anyway, but yes, yeah, so we have that one coming out as well. So Activision's got four music rhythm games coming out this fall. And Band Hero is basically the poppy version of Guitar Hero. I can't even remember. You know, like you said, Taylor Swift.
The dude from Maroon 5.
Basically, go on iTunes, look at the top 20, and you can bet that half those songs are probably in the game.
Yeah. and in my tradition of predicting threads that will appear on our forum, someone will chime in with Taylor Swift's correct age.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
And finally, rounding out the releases that we know about anyway, is a game called Tornado Outbreak, and that's from Konami. It's an interesting looking game. You play a character who's a tornado. Like it's like a kid's game, but it's kind of like an adventure looking title, and I think that's a 360 PS3 title as well. And that comes out in October. But we do have some delays.
Aww.
Yeah, and you know, I remember when we did this podcast, I think it was back in like February maybe, with we actually had Philip Kohler on. And I had said that my most anticipated game was Aliens Colonial Marines, which at that time was supposed to come out in like June. And it has all but disappeared. And as far as we know, last we heard, it is still being made, but because of other Aliens franchises and rights and all that stuff, it's kind of being pushed back into next year sometime. So that's kind of disappointing. And then the big one that we just heard about a couple weeks ago was Army of Two, the 40th Day. I think originally it was supposed to be an October release, and now it's going to be January.
Mm-hmm.
And then another small one, but popular one nonetheless, is Lord of the Rings Aragorn's Quest for the Wii. It's kind of that kid-friendly version of the Lord of the Rings story. Actually, I think it might extend the story. So yeah, that's that. Looks like a jam-packed fall. Looks like our wallets will once again be empty.
Even with the load being lightened, the burden is still an awful lot to bear.
Yeah.
So Nick.
Yeah.
We got a review to talk about.
We do.
You're going to tell me why either Madden NFL 10 is awesome or makes you want to pitch a controller through the window.
Well, the game always makes me want to pitch a controller through the window, regardless of how awesome it is, just because I don't accept losing well in it. My wife can attest to that. I should get a little audio bit from her about what it's like to watch me play Madden.
Or I can get a bit from my wife to ask her how she felt about me playing Mirror's Edge.
Yeah. But, so yeah, Madden NFL 2010, or no, 10, I'm sorry. Like, I need to be correct. Is the first Madden game to offer I want to word this correctly, because you could play Madden games online with friends in the past against the AI, but it was basically just, you know, like you were playing on the same TV, same camera, one guy controlled all the play calling, etc., etc. It worked well enough. It was fun. But what EA is doing is, you know, they're moving towards a dedicated co-op mode. And the way it works is, each player takes control of one of the on-field players, and the camera adjusts depending on who you choose. So if you're the quarterback, you're going to kind of have a low behind the quarterback view. If you're a wide receiver, it's kind of a little more over a shoulder, so you get more perspective of the field. You know, it changes depending on who you are. So each player has an independent view of the action. So that's the first thing that they did that was different. The next thing is, player 1 still controls play calling, but what player 2 does is they get to actually see the past couple plays that were chosen and how well they worked. So if, you know, you choose a running play and you gain 20 yards, and then you go on defense and you come back, and the guy's like, well, you know, well, what play do you want to run on your screen? Player 2 screen, you could say, well, you know, you chose this play last time and we got 20 yards. Maybe we want to run it again. Right? So he's kind of like acting as like the assistant coach or the coordinator or something. And it works on both offense and defense, so that the previous plays come up and it shows you how you did.
So basically they're turning it into a Tecmo Bowl where, you know, one play worked really well, so you should probably keep picking it.
Yeah. But So yeah, and once a player picks a play, it pops up on the on all player screens, so they know what they're doing. You know, they can see what route they have to run, or you know, the hole they're trying to hit with the running back, or whatever. You know, most times we found when we played, somebody would play the wide receiver, somebody would play the quarterback, and you'd try and get them the ball, but it seemed that the computer maybe favored the player that was controlling the wide receiver. I don't know if it was true or not. It could just be in our heads. But the downside of it, there's a couple downsides. The biggest is you can only play single games. You can't like play through a season with a friend. You just basically have to play individual games online. The other annoying thing was, like, if you always wanted to be like a specific player or something like that, like say you always wanted to be the running back, it doesn't lock you to that player all the time. So you always have to cycle through players to get to the player you want at the beginning of the play. So that was kind of annoying.
I have a question.
Sure.
This version includes online franchises.
It does.
Does the co-op extend to that?
No. No, it's just a single mode. The online franchise, though, I'm starting to debate on something. You know, all of our reviews, we've always just given a score to co-op. I almost think we want to start giving, like, co-op score, big, bold, colorful, make that thing. But also give a byline of, like, our single-player score for some of these titles. Because, like, Madden's franchise mode, like, the online franchise mode, is sick. So not only do you have, like, not only can you have 32 players in a franchise, can have an online fantasy draft, you know, everybody can draft their players in real time. They extend that to the website. You can manage your the teams from the website, do trades, look at stats, see who played, and they extend it to the iPhone. There's an iPhone app you can manage from there as well. Like, it's really, really slick stuff. So yeah, you know, it's kind of like a thing I've been tossing around. I don't know if we'll end up doing it or not, but like, co-op in Madden, it falls a bit short. It's not all it could be. It's still fun. It's actually really difficult. I mean, communication's key. Some of the camera angles are a little bit tough to get used to. But, I mean, overall, the Madden this year, they made a lot of improvements. Like, the PR material that came with the game, there's like 100 bullet points of improvements and new features this year. Wow. Which is pretty commendable for, you know, a team that has, you know, a 1 year cycle to make stuff. So hard to recommend it just for the co-op, but I don't think anybody would get a Madden game just for the co-op.
I think most people that are going to get a Madden game are going to get a Madden game regardless of what anybody has to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Nick. Unfortunately, this brings us to the conclusion of another Co-Opticast. So let's wrap things up by listing off the upcoming co-op releases. While Nick has a cough, I'm going to edit out and post. This coming Wednesday and Thursday on Xbox Live and PSN, we have Invincible Tiger, The Legend of Han Tao, which we've already talked about and had an interview of, and it looks pretty fun. And September 1st, Guitar Hero 5 on everything, including the Trash 80 and VIC 20 and the Commodore 64.
That would be awesome.
Someone better get on those ports really quickly.
That would be so cool. A Commodore 64 port.
Did you see that thing? I think it was a few years ago. A dude recreated Grand Theft Auto 3 on the NES, on an NES level hardware.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
That's cool.
Anyway, as you're listening to this, you probably also know we have a wonderful website, cooptimus.com, and on said wonderful website, we review games, and we have features. Lately, we've reviewed Madden NFL 10, so if you want a little more in-depth insight into what Nick thought about it, hit that up. Arkanoid Live, which, boy, that was an odd one. Company of Heroes, Tales of Valor, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time Reshelled. So check those out. See if they entice you to buy or, you know, save some money. We have a lot of great features on the site as well. Jim put together another Battlefield report, this time in the form of a invite to Halo 3. Halo 3's co-op night, that is. We had another episode of Co-op Classics, more Genesis games. We have an upcoming PC co-op night on August 25th, which is Company of Heroes, Tales of Valor. So, you know, pick that up. You know, join us. We'll play a little comp stomp and some of that new mode that Nick details in his review. We've had two really good interviews. I'm stumbling over M words tonight. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 and Invincible Tiger, Legend of Han Tao, both of which are highly recommended. And we have a new thing to pimp. Some of you may have noticed that there is a store link at the top of Co-Optimus. Some people would say it's a surprise that it's there, but it's been there for at least a year now, by my reckoning.
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, you can buy a bunch of site swag and whatnot. And if you're lucky enough to go to PAX next year, or if you've won a contest from us, you know that we have some Don't Face Bosses Alone stickers. And, you know, a lot of people really liked them. Whenever we made developer visits, they always, you know, thought it was really cool that we had them. And really proud of them, but they're getting a little, you know, long in the tooth, and the stock was running low, so we designed a new sticker for the Co-op Revolution. We're selling those on the site. You can pay $2, which includes shipping, to get a new Co-op Revolution sticker. Or you could drop us $5, which will get you 2 Co-op Revolution stickers and 2 of the old-school Don't Face Bosses Alone stickers, which, you know, will give you sticky things to stick on stuff and help us clear our stock out a bit. And, you know, if you're heading to PAX this year, you might be able to score some of these stickers by, you know, seeing people repping the site, handing them out. You know, it's what we did last year. I'm sure it won't change. And, you know what? I'm going to leave our outro to our good friend Serious Sam. So I'll see you all next week. Nick will see you all in 2 weeks from PAX, right?
That's right. We'll be having a show live from PAX, more or less. Folks that are there.
I won't be there this year, and I'm very sad.
Me too.
Yes.
No, I will be there, but I'm very sad that you won't be there.
Yeah, well, you'll be at PAX and you'll soon forget your lovable co-host. Anyway, like I said, Serious Sam will take us out, and we'll see you when we see you.
Feedback. iTunes. 5 stars. Do it. Or else.